Hello, and welcome to Naomi and Lauren's podcast, entitled Speech, More Than Just Talking, brought to you by Mr. Dunn's Curriculum. This week's episode tackles CCHS Speech Team. Stay tuned for more.
And nothing's happening.
Be angry. I'm furious.
No, before you say anything, it was not a football game. It's actually something a lot different. Something that a lot of people wouldn't even think of. It was a speech meet. State finals, to be exact. And being in that room was even more anxiety-ridden than being at the Super Bowl.
When you think of the word team, do you think of the football team? Maybe you think of the basketball team, or the softball team. Some people, when they hear the word team, might think of the speech team. Mr. Berry will tell you that he thinks of the football team. And he's the speech coach.
Speech isn't just talking. It's performing, storytelling, and improvising. There are a lot of misconceptions of what the speech team at our high school does. There's an entire speech association run by the Illinois High School Association, with 14 separate individual events to compete in. These events include acting ranging from dramatic interpretation to humorous duet acting, public speaking such as informative speaking or original oratory, and limited prep like impromptu speaking and extemporaneous speaking. Yes, we spend our Saturdays walking around in suits and talking to walls, but speech is so much more than that.
It's an incredibly difficult activity and takes a lot of grit, hard work, dedication, and talent. Speech teaches communication, confidence, and perseverance, all important skills. And much like a sports team, it gives you an amazing connection to your teammates. But most importantly, speech teaches students something no football team can: self-love.
My name is Sungju Moon.
This is Sungju. She's been doing speech since her freshman year and is currently a senior at Carbondale Community High School. This was sadly her last year of doing speech, and so as a goodbye present, she let us pesky sophomores interview her for this podcast.
So I used to get in front of an audience and like basically cry, but after I did speech, I remember the first time I tried out, I kind of just, I got out of my shell, and also I realized how much I really liked acting and how much I liked performing, more so than public speaking, but yeah.
What's your most fondest memory of speech?
My fondest memory of speech is probably sitting in a room with all of my speech mates and talking to them because I love them very much.
So would you say that your speech people are kind of like your family?
Minus Naomi.
Before you ask, yes. Yes, that did hurt.
We then asked Sungju if she had any final words for anybody that might want to join the team.
On paper, doesn't seem like that great of a thing. But once you finally get into it and you come out of your shell and you kind of commit yourself to it, I promise you won't regret it. I mean, every year since freshman year, we always said we're not going to come back, but something about it brings us back every year, and I don't regret doing it, and it's one of the best experiences of high school.
We then proceeded to ask the queen of speech herself, Sarah Petchwich, about her experiences in speech. The following is an interview given by our own Lauren LeBeau.
Hi, I'm Sarah Petchwich. I'm a captain of the speech team, and this season I did a couple of events actually. So my first event was impromptu speaking, and then I also did SOS, so special occasion speaking. And then for postseason, I did oratorical declamation, but my main event for the speech season is radio speaking.
So Sarah, how do you think being on the speech team has shaped you as a person?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, just easily, I can see how my speech has improved in the classroom. So, like, giving presentations in front of people, I mean, talking in general, I feel like, you know, I've worked on my eye contact better, presenting in general, you know, just being a better public speaker, I think it's helped a lot. But most importantly, I think currently, I actually just recently did a scholarship interview, and I noticed that when I went in the room, you know, I mean, I was, like, ready to do it. I was excited. I think there were a lot of students that were really nervous for it. But as I was, you know, answering all these questions and stuff, I was kind of like, oh, you know, like, this is what speech team prepared me for. And I was super, you know, ready and excited, and I think it went really well, and that's all because of the things I learned from doing speech all 4 years.
So what is your greatest memory of speech?
I think my greatest memory of speech is sophomore year when I made it to state in impromptu speaking, because I was just this little sophomore. I was super excited, and then I remember standing on the stage at sectionals, and you have to be top three at sectionals in order to make it to state, and I'm kind of just like standing there, and I'm super nervous, and you know, they list all the people before me, and then you know, they announce fourth place, and then it gets to us, and they go, you know, like, these are your state qualifiers. And I remember I was just so excited, and all the seniors were super happy for me and stuff, and it was great, and I got to go to state, and I did horribly, but I was super excited at the time to be able to get to go as a sophomore.
So what would you say to any incoming people or freshmen that would want to do speech?
Well, first of all, definitely 100% do speech. I think it was one of the most beneficial extracurriculars I ever did. Even if you're nervous about it, I think it's one of the most important things, like I said, you could do. And, you know, also, even if it doesn't go as well at first, I mean, I learned so much over my 4 years. So I think it's very important to make sure that, you know, you stick with it, you know, you stay passionate about it, you're doing events that you like, and you're trying out new things, you know, and just really trying to take as much as you can from the experience, you know, to make sure that you're growing and becoming a better public speaker. Because not only are you going to have fun while doing speech, but it's going to help you so much in your high school career and later on in life. Because, I mean, you're conquering the number one fear, which is public speaking. So I think that's pretty amazing.
And lastly, we have an interview from Bradley Fraley, who is currently a senior at Harrisburg Community High School. Bradley made it to state in original comedy and special occasion speaking. He then proceeded to break finals and become a part of speech history.
Hi, I'm Bradley Fraley. I am a senior in high school, and I do special occasion speaking and original comedy.
So what school are you from?
I'm from Harrisburg.
How has, like, being in Harrisburg, the speech team, affected your life personally?
Being on the speech team has definitely brought me somewhere I never thought I'd be. I never thought I would be doing little plays by myself in front of 60 people. But it really, the start of high school was really hard for me. And it gave me, for one thing, it gave me a family. And two, it brought me somewhere where I felt like everyone had common ideals. And even if we didn't agree with things at tournaments, everyone loved each other and we shared a common love and speech. And everyone's always so accepting and so supportive of everyone.
Like, how does it feel being at state for talking?
it's such an odd thing because, you know, other sports like basketball and football, things like that, like, there is a there's an objective way to rank people, but the thing about speech is, like, you have no clue what anyone
exactly
is going to think of you.
Yep.
Ever. You just have to go in and do what you love, and that's what I do. Like, I really just love what I do, and I just try to think that I want to be the most proud that I can be of every round that I perform in.
I love that. So can you give me an example of, like, your most fondest moment of speech, either negative or positive?
Well, I'd say the most negative moment I've ever had in speech was last year whenever I was at regionals and I had did an event called Humorous Interpretation, and I'd done it for 3 years and then I didn't break regional finals. Like, one of the lowest lows of my entire life. But then it was a very conflicting day because then I won poetry at that
exactly,
tournament.
Yep.
And I ended up going to state for poetry last year and going into finals at state and getting fifth in all of Illinois for poetry. And so I'd say that that's definitely one of the most positive experiences I've had in speech. Not because, like, it's a very big honor to be fifth in the state, but it more just changed my attitude at speech, because I used to go into tournaments and I would be so anxious and so nervous and so down on myself. But state really taught me that I should like love what I do, because there were so many people here that were just so excited to be here, and it really taught me that speech is not just about getting an award, it's about loving yourself and like showing yourself that you can do it.
So basically what you're saying is speech is amazing. Do you have any final words that you want to say to people that don't know so much about speech or any incoming freshmen that are interested in doing it?
I definitely say that speech is one of the weirdest things I've ever done, but it is so beautiful. Like, you do not understand how different the dynamic is from other events. Like, for the most part, everyone is so positive, and there is such a like family dynamic, and not just with your team, but with the entire league, with all of your competitors. I go up to everyone and say good job, and we just talk, and we talk about each other's speeches and how much we love them. And it's just a really beautiful thing to see how high schoolers deal with current issues and how they turn that into art and how they perform it for other people. It's really beautiful.
Oh, well, we love you, Bradley, and congrats on state.
Love you.
Speech has become a major part of our lives, and we wouldn't trade the time spent on the team for anything.
Being on the speech team gives people confidence and abilities in communication and quick thinking that are essential for your future. Speech gives you so many skills and the courage to try things you never would have thought you could do. The team also gives you connections with people you never would have known, but are so lucky to have in your life. And while the speech team brings to light the power of performance and communication, it also shows you the most powerful thing of all, your own voice.
Thanks for tuning in to Speech, More Than Just Talking. This has been Naomi and Lauren. Have a great day.